Eric Schiffer is president and CEO of 99 Cents Only Stores. For him, it's not so much a question of why open a store on Rodeo Drive, but why not?
We have a location that's at Wilshire and Fairfax, a few blocks outside of Beverly Hills. It's our number one store. For years, we've gotten many people who are from Beverly Hills that come over. You see the BMWs, the Porsches, an occasional Rolls Royce, and they've said, please open a location in Beverly Hills.
Schiffer says a Rodeo Drive address would help dispel the stigma that 99 Cents Only Stores only cater to low-income people.
We could take out a lot of commercials on TV to advertise that, or we could have a location on Rodeo Drive, and what better way to get the message out? So we looked at that and said, yes, it's a lot of rent. We think the store will do great, and by putting on Rodeo Drive, you not only get the locals, but you'll get the tourists as well.
The reaction from tourists on Rodeo Drive was mixed.
The people who own the 99 Cents Only store want to open an outlet on Rodeo Drive.
Why?
Well, because...
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I guess they say, why not?
Oh, no. You come here to just be amazed at the high prices of the items that are here.
Why not? If they can afford the rent, let them.
You don't think it'd be out of place?
Not at all. I think it'd be really funny and eclectic.
We may have some special sections in there. We're thinking of some exciting things like a special wine department. Maybe we'll have a special section where everything's $99 and the TVs or something like that. We even thought about maybe having valet parking.
Valet parking wouldn't be enough to convince a potential landlord like Robert Anderson, who owns property on Rodeo Drive.
No way in the world could they either afford or a landlord would lease to a 99-cent store. Trust me, that would not happen.
We've heard a few things through the grapevine, but I really think when they lock their doors at 5 p.m., they're all going to come shop at our stores.
Schiffer says real estate agents have already come up with possible locations, and company executives have crunched the numbers and know they can afford a Rodeo Drive address.
You know, we'll try it. Let's say we're in the location for 5 years. If it doesn't work out, then we'll leave. But we think it could be really a lot of fun and exciting, and we're going to make it our flagship store.
Chris Seaton's KNX 1070, on your corner.